He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. It is Sanford & Son Friday. I realize that those of you that listen to all of the quality radio all week long, Monday through Thursday, with Bill at the helm, are now instantly tuning out because Bill is sequestered in the secret bunker. But we have a special announcement this morning. Bill came out of the bunker for a little while this morning, got his breakfast burrito, and is sitting next to me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, a problem is most people sleep in on Fridays, and so we have our... there's no use getting up this morning. It's going to be Sanford and Son.
Exactly.
And the usual ranting about hunting and fishing.
And promoting Bill.
Hey, let's take a look here. You know, we've had two really good days in the market. So we can't complain. With a little bit of a sell-off today, all right, the Dow is down about 40 points right now to 18,356. The S&P is down 6 after a couple of red-hot days. Brought to you by Janet Yellen, the chairman of our Fed. The S&P is now at 2,171. The NASDAQ is minus 16 points. 5,322, those are some lofty numbers on that NASDAQ, boy. You got to go back to the year 2000 to find the NASDAQ at these levels. Crude oil down 6 cents today. Crude oil has had a good week, though. The crude stocks have had a good week. 46.26 is where we're at today. You know, I'm using more crude oil these days than going up and down the freeway, I'll tell you that. Gold is down $1.50 to $13.43. Silver, $19.92. The euro is at 1.12, and the 10-year yield right now is at 1.625%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I've got Rob Sanford here.
You know,
with me.
You realize that people hear you on a Friday, they think it's a replay. You understand?
Let me check the tape. No, I'm live, I think.
You are. You're live on this
Barely.
Friday. Now, in a couple of markets, we replay on Monday, like in Atlanta and a couple of those other spots.
Because of the time change.
Yeah.
They get yesterday's show.
Yesterday's news.
Best I can do.
Well,
and in San Francisco, too.
Now that you're here on Friday, the folks in Atlanta are going to be confused. They won't know what day of the week it is.
No, the guy's going to wake up and thinks he... The weekend's coming or something.
Like Groundhog Day.
Well, what's the hat today?
It's a San Diego Padres special edition camo baseball hat.
I like it.
Except you can't see the top of my head because it's camo.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to go duck hunting when I saw you this morning. I started getting my waders on and the decoys out. My dad used to call them deeks.
Deeks.
Billy, you grab the deeks. How many people grew up? Well, I grew up in a condo. And our closet was full of gunny sacks of deeks. We didn't have a garage. We had a carport.
I loved that story you told about your dad, who, when he'd take you dove hunting, he'd say, "Now, Billy, what is the limit?" And you'd say, 15. He said, "Well, give me 15 shotgun shells then."
Yeah, he liked to show off. He was a good shot. Then he'd put a case next to me. And if a bird did get hit, especially quail hunting, he said, "Oh, that bird, if I hit a bird,"
right,
he'd say, "Oh, that bird died of a heart attack."
I see. Just you scared it.
He never had much good. You could never please the guy. So somehow I think that's a good thing. Well, you know, the Fed. It was all about the Fed this past week. Now we've got a few people saying, forget it. They're not going to raise rates this year. Manulife. Who are they? Is that the life insurance company, Manulife? They say lackluster data means the central bank won't be able to justify a hike in 2016. So you know what? It's just always out there dangling, isn't it? It's always out there dangling, that Fed rate hike. But the odds are in December, Manulife doesn't think so. European markets lower today, last night, on soft PMI data. You know, the Eurozone economic growth, this is an important point. The Eurozone economic growth hits a 20-year low.
Wow.
What they're doing is not working.
No kidding.
And we're going that route.
Our administration.
That's what bothers me, is we're following the European model. Why would you follow a model that's not working?
They want to be European.
I guess. Okay, the Eurozone economic growth hits a 20-year low. That, you know what? With entitlements growing in America at a 5% per year pace, and the economy only growing at a 2% per year pace, and we continue to go in the direction of the European model, we're headed for a catastrophe down the road. Alan Greenspan says that's the biggest problem our country faces, is the faster growth of entitlements versus the economy. You know what? We're headed down the road of Greece, but in the meantime, we're going to make hay while the sun is shining. Speaking of loony, the loony is lower on soft economic data. Do you know where they use the loony?
In Sacramento?
No. Well, there's no. You're talking about the governor there and the legislature. They actually have a currency called the loony in Canada.
Really?
In Canada.
The loony.
Where the ducks come from, you know, they migrate down from Canada. The whales that pass in front of our home come from Canada, and they're carrying loonies with them so that they can, you know, transact along the way. The loony is lower on soft economic data. That's Canadian. Their model's not working that great either. Twitter rumors are back. Twitter rumors. Twitter is up 17% today. Somebody tweets that Twitter's going to get bought out. See, that's how that works.
I heard Google is courting them.
Boy, I don't know. I've heard rumors for years on Twitter. There's got to be some value to it. I mean, look at how many people are on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson, and StockTwit. So that stock is up 17% today. Amazon closes above $800 for the first time yesterday. And Amazon is, on a daily basis, it rotates our largest holdings. But Amazon is a top three. It's probably number one now, again, now that it's above $800. Per barrel.
The son of a gun.
Is that
the
per
young,
share?
The young gun, the heir to your throne, he absolutely lives, breathes, and loves Amazon.
He's on Amazon all day long.
He loves it.
I don't think he works.
He just buys stuff.
He does a lot of work around here. And I told you that I ordered a tortilla press one day because it's really hard to do it by hand.
Yeah.
I watched the little gals at the, you know, and they pat it by hand. I can't do it. They come out like biscuits when I do it. So I got a nice tortilla press, and it came 2 hours later. I thought, what in the world? Was my neighbor an Amazon dealer or something? I had hot tortillas by that night. Facebook has been inflating their video metrics. You know, I knew there was something going on there. They're saying all these people are watching your videos, and really they've been inflated so they can charge more for their advertising. And, of course, you know, today's world, we take full responsibility. We apologize. We hear a lot of that these days. Walmart is a top pick at Barclays. Can't they get more imaginative than that? Walmart is their top pick at Barclays?
Well, they could pick IBM. Or
I mean, can't they dig into online? Have they noticed that guys like Steven are sitting in their chair ordering things?
Right.
When's the last time Steven was in a Walmart? Okay, Steven's going to take over the show at the half mark.
Yes, he is.
Would you ask him the last time he entered into a Walmart store?
Okay. You know what's funny?
I don't know that he's ever been in one.
Day before yesterday, we needed some supplies for our new office, and we went into a Staples. And you know what he said to me?
What's this?
I've never been in a Staples.
There you go.
I said, what? How have you never been in a Staples? He said, I order everything online.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I think that's going to be the subject of my newsletter today. I've already figured out. I'm going to talk about the number one trend in the entire market, to be blank.
You can use that quote. I've never been in a Staples.
Yeah. I know he's never been in a Sears. Either have I. Not for the last 25 years. Japan considers antitrust action against that dirty Apple. Listen, I'm not sympathetic towards the Wells Fargo. I hate Wells Fargo. They've treated me horrible. I've had a few loans with Wells Fargo over the years. It is the worst customer service. In fact, when they used to call, I put them into my caller ID. You know right. what it says? Wells Fargo sucks because I hate them so bad.
Second only to B of A.
But I don't like this anti-capitalism sentiment.
I believe
capitalism has to be reined in. If we want to go socialism, let's go to Venezuela. That model's working great. So I just don't like to see this anti-business mentality that is pervading America. Anyways, this is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here for the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm going to go off and write my newsletter here in about 15 minutes, but there's a few other little news items here that I found interesting today. Valvoline starts trading today. They went public. You remember Valvoline, the racing? I mean, I used to have a sticker in my room, a Valvoline sticker.
That's right. I remember you talking about changing your oil.
That's right. But, you know, like the Indianapolis 500, I was really into that growing up. I
Were
loved
you really?
It. Oh, and the Grand Prix.
NASCAR?
No.
No?
Never was a NASCAR.
IndyCars.
I don't chew tobacco, so I can't be a NASCAR
All right.
fan.
Just IndyCars.
But Valvoline, VVV, starts trading today. This is another interesting story for our folks in Texas. That Permian Basin. That is the hottest oil field in America right now. Pioneer Natural Resources predicts that 100 oil rigs could be added in the Permian Basin, the most coveted U.S. oil field over the next year.
You know, there's no excuse for the United States not to be energy independent.
No.
I mean, really.
No, and the jobs it creates.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I agree. Let's not pollute the water.
No, of course not. But
things like that. But
it can be done.
Yes. Now, here's a bad call. RBC Capital yesterday downgraded Twitter to an underperform. It's the stock's up 17% today on the rumors that it's going to be bought
Maybe
out.
Maybe the computers downgraded it.
Maybe the robots. Yeah, that's a bad call there. Planet Fitness, you know, that's been a hot IPO. I don't know if we have any Planet Fitnesses around here. But it is. It's been a hot IPO. Well, now, see, the insiders of an IPO, they usually have like a six-month window where they can't sell their stock. Well, they're going to start unloading their stock now that that six-month window is happening. Now, I've had my eye on Planet IPO, Planet Fitness. I'd really avoid that thing right now. Now, here's a story I have to really highlight, and I don't thump my chest very often.
He's circling it, ladies and gentlemen.
On July 5th, I said, in fact, I sold my real estate investment trust. Several of them had 30% gains, and I said, the REITs are way too expensive right now. This is one of the most dangerous sectors in the market. Okay, now you know these big institutions and bureaucracies, how slow they are to act. Finally, some sleepy analyst at Wells Fargo, you ever hear of them?
Never.
Turns cautious on the REITs yesterday, 2 months after Bill Gunderson, 10 weeks after Bill Gunderson, he says we favor taking some profits off the table and reallocating to asset classes we believe that have a better risk-to-return trade-off.
They must have heard a replay of your show from 10 weeks
ago.
Well,
and let's not forget that the REITs are down about 10% since I put out my call. So now that it's down 10%, some guy over there woke up and said, hey, I better put out a cautious statement on the REITs. Okay, well, you get it here first. Remember that. One of my favorite stores to shop in is 7-Eleven.
Beef jerky, sunflower seeds.
I'm a Slurpee fan.
Slurpees.
You know, if you've got a cold coming on or your fever.
Dr. Bill.
One of those red Slurpees.
The medicine is a Slurpee.
My mother would go get me a Slurpee. We had a 7-Eleven just down the street. She would trip through the duck decoys that my father left in the hallway, wander over to the 7-Eleven and bring poor Bill a red Slurpee, which I would usually spill some on the carpet, on her white carpet.
No, I can't imagine that, Bill.
This is true. I grew up in a condo with a hunting dog. With a Brittany Spaniel hunting dog.
That explains your office.
Yes. 7-Eleven plans to more than double the number of stores it owns in the U.S. to over 20,000 7-Elevens. You know who they're going after? Middle-income consumers. So I guess, you know, they'll have...
Large Slurpees.
Yeah. I know they had sushi there for a while.
No, they did not.
Yes,
spinning around on a little hot dog thing.
Absolutely. They had Slurpees. All right. Now, how much time do we got left?
No, I got to tell you. I was talking to my wife yesterday, and she said, you know, I said, we're like Glenn Beck, and I'm Stu or Pat. She says, no, you're Jeffy.
Or Hannity and Combs, you know.
Jeffy's the dumb fat one on the Glenn Beck show.
I don't listen.
But, you
to
know,
Glenn
your
Beck.
Wife and my wife, they're Glenn Beck, Glenn
yes,
Beck disciples.
They, yes, and Dennis Prager. We really
absolutely.
Like Dennis Prager.
Yeah, we like, and
But they do, yes. I wake up and she's got that in the background.
Same
and
way.
It drives me
you
nuts.
You get all fired up.
Yeah.
All fired up about all kinds of stuff. So I understand that while Lynn is listening to Glenn Beck, she's thinking and trying out new recipes.
Well, she warned me. She's notorious for being a bad cook. She readily admits it. You know, it's not like I'm going to be sleeping on the couch tonight because I said something about her cooking. She readily admits it. So she warned me last night. She says, look, I've got dinner ready. That's always like a red flag, okay? I'm thinking,
say, honey,
you know,
I've got to work late tonight.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got home, and she had made, it was not bad. I mean, she had made like barbecued chicken in the crock pot, but she made some baked beans. She says, I don't know what happened, she said. The beans are a little crunchy. And I knew right then and there I was in trouble. And, I took one bite. I said, honey, you got to, like, boil them for several hours. She just, like, stuck them in the oven for 20 minutes. She said,
just the raw beans.
Well, we have the wrong oven. Kind of beans, she said. They're red beans. I said, that's the problem.
That's
but she readily admits it, that she's a terrible cook. And, you know, her mother was from Lebanon, and her mother would bring over platters of stuffed grape leaves and hummus and tabbouleh and the homemade pita bread and big platters of baklava, homemade baklava.
My goodness.
But my wife, it didn't rub off on her whatsoever.
She didn't need to cook. She had her mom.
One last story. Nike has set the date to release their self-lacing shoes.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
How does that work? Maybe the millennial.
Say it ain't so.
When the millennial joins you here in a few minutes, would you ask him a couple of things?
You got to be kidding.
Steven, where's the nearest Walmart?
Right.
What is a Walmart?
Right.
And then ask him, what is up with Nike's self? Well, you know, I'm told, Lynn told me that in Back to the Future, who was the dad? Marty McFly?
Okay.
He invented the self-lacing shoe. It was in the show. It was in the movie, and that was the inspiration for this Nike shoe.
So the shoelace wouldn't get caught in the gullwing door of the DeLorean.
The dad. Remember Marty McFly? Oh, was it Marty the son?
No, okay. I don't know. Well, I just remember the DeLorean.
Ask the millennial.
Okay.
One last thing. Airbnb.
Neat.
Raises $555 million. Okay, a millennial, came up with the idea, which has been a thorn in the side of the hotel industry, to rent out your home on the weekends or rent out a room. Airbnb is now worth $30 billion.
That's crazy.
That's the third question you can ask my millennial. What have you invented that's worth $30 million, okay? I know he's thinking. He's in there thinking.
I hear the music.
I'm off to write the newsletter.
He's going to the secret bunker, ladies and
I'm
gentlemen.
I'm turning it over to Sanford & Son, and you're going to let them know how they can sign up for the news. All that sales stuff.
We're going to pitch you. I'm telling you.
I know.
Get ready. I got a story to go with it.
I don't want to hear it. Okay.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and spend hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
I thought that was a 4-9. It's not a
every time still.
Hey, I know right now you are completely confused if you're listening to Gunderson Radio, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You started out the day with me bringing in the show, and then you heard Bill, and you're thinking to yourself, this is Sanford and Son Friday. But no, Bill's voice came on. He started giving the news, the market report, and now you tune back in, and Steven's sitting next to me. What in the world is going on? Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. You're listening to Sanford and Son Friday on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and for some reason, Bill has departed. He has left the building and gone to his secret bunker. He's now sequestered, where he begins to work on the sacred scripture of Gunderson, the financial information from the guru himself, the Best Stocks Now newsletter.
The bunker's not so secret now that we can see him in our office.
That's true. He doesn't even have blinds anymore.
Yeah,
he should
see right through to his face.
He should really sequester himself a little better now that we've moved. He doesn't have to go hide somewhere. But we're glad to be amongst you. We are here every single Friday filling in for Bill so he can work on the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And now before he left, he asked me to ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah,
did you hear
you guys
it through
talking.
The wall?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ask the millennial a bunch of questions.
Ask the millennial. He said, first of all, have you ever been in a Walmart?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I've only been in a Walmart a couple times, actually.
I remember yesterday or the day before us walking into a Staples and you saying to me, I've never been in a Staples.
Well, okay, I'm an Office Depot guy, that's why.
Oh.
There was always an Office Depot down the street from me.
No, you are an Amazon
Well,
guy.
Now I am.
I've seen you.
But as a kid, we didn't have Amazon, so I had to go to Office Depot.
I've seen you order paper towels on Amazon.
Yeah, and get a better deal.
Get a better deal. They show up the next day,
yeah.
Free shipping.
Don't have to go get them.
It's unbelievable. Now, Nike has come out with self-lacing tennis shoes.
Yes.
Is there anything lazier in the world? I guess you could get fat and not be able to touch your feet, but still lace your shoes.
Well, I don't lace my shoes now. I just slip them on.
You know, I've noticed that's a trend with kids your age.
Yeah.
That they just walk around with unlaced shoes. They tie a little knot so they don't come through the end, but they just walk around with those high tops.
Yeah.
And they're all unlaced all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, I don't do it that way. I still my shoes are laced. I lace them once and then I just slip them on.
Well,
every
what
time
do you
I
do if
work.
You have to run? Doesn't it come off?
No.
It doesn't.
On.
No.
Yeah.
You have to buy a size.
I don't run very often, but even my running shoes,
even my running shoes
are slip-on.
I don't run very often.
Yeah.
See, that's why they don't lace their shoes, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, I'm telling you what, we are going to discuss a couple of things of substance, but most importantly, we're going to talk about the debate on Monday.
Wow.
The debate on Monday, the Super Bowl of politics.
That's going to be interesting.
The clash of the titans. What do you think? What do you anticipate on Monday?
I think there's going to be a lot of insults thrown at each other.
Do you really? Now,
yes.
We're already seeing that Hillary's going to be nice, Trump is going to be nice, they're going to be cordial and presidential, as they say.
Well, recently it seems like Hillary has been throwing more insults Trump's way, and I think that will continue through the debate. We'll have to see if Trump...
Oh, fires back.
Goes back doubly hard like he used to, or if he remains calm and tries to stay presidential. But I don't know if he can do it. With someone not controlling him and with the teleprompter,
right.
I think he's going to react pretty
harshly. He'll lose it.
Pretty harshly.
I think so. Now here's the real question for an audience in our industry. How do you think it affects the market the following day on the 27th?
Oh gosh!
So as you
I mean,
look
depends,
at the,
depends on what they say. I mean, if Hillary comes out and rips drug stocks again and
right.
says we need to cap all the spend or the prices on drugs, then that sector could get hit the next.
So it depends on how it blows up.
Yeah, I mean, if they just talk their policies and don't really get too far into it, then it could be fine.
I think if Trump wins the debate, not that's a figure of speech, not kills,
right,
but
yeah.
You know, if he trumps her, I think the market goes up. I think if she wins, the market goes down.
I don't know.
I think so. I think he's more business market friendly in the minds of those who are in business. And if
but
Hillary
everyone
comes out
in
over
the business say if Trump were to win the election, then the market's going to get killed.
I don't know.
You
can't figure it out. You have no idea.
I guess you don't know until it happens, right?
How about Charlotte? if we're talking about news of the day,
yeah.
What in the world?
That's crazy.
What in the world? And we've got Charlotte, and we've got Tulsa, and we've got Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago, and we've got all these things that are going on chaos-wise across the country. That's got to affect the market a little bit. The instability, yeah. the unrest
yeah.
in the American landscape. What in the world?
It's scary out there.
Well, and not only that, when you have the National Guard called up to protect a city as a result of rioting and to protect businesses, how much further does it have to go before that is a model that is rolled out in multiple cities? And if that happens, how does that affect the market? When all of a sudden we have the National Guard or the federal government or even the state police protecting cities from chaos and unrest, and we all of a sudden enter into a without rule of law situation.
Well, the weird thing is Tulsa is not responding the way Charlotte has responded, and I feel like the circumstances that happened there with what actually happened were more they were fitting the narrative more of what Black Lives Matter stands for. So I'm a little confused by those two scenarios, but I mean, Tulsa's done a great job. I mean, all the people there have responded correctly by protesting in peace and not, you know, causing damage to the city.
Well, and you've got to consider, too, that anytime anything like this happens, it is an excuse for thuggery to run rampant. It is an excuse for those who really aren't concerned with the cause. They just want an excuse to go break into a Nike store.
There are some of those people.
Right, and crash
but
through
usually
windows. They're bussed in.
The
from
majority
other places.
Of them are peaceful. There's just the rabble rousers.
I would say the minority. I would say the minority is peaceful. 30 or 40%, 50 or 60% are coming in to create mayhem.
Depends on the city, though.
Depends.
Charlotte,
You're exactly right. And you know what?
Baltimore,
that brings
yeah.
another point. That's something that just befuddles me. Weren't you taught as a kid, if you're pulled over by a police officer, to be polite and to comply?
Yeah.
When you jump...
I don't think it was ever brought up to me as a discussion,
but
I mean, the
just,
first time I got pulled over,
just common knowledge.
I was scared as heck.
Well, sure, and you don't run, you don't put your hands in your pocket, you don't do anything sudden, you're clearly respectful of those who are in authority over you, whether it's a teacher, a Sunday school teacher, a police officer, a fireman, anybody who has the control at that point. It's important to be respectful.
Yeah.
When that doesn't happen, when there is resistance or...
It makes the police officer's job harder if you're not...
Well, of course. You know, I remember being pulled over in Arizona a few months ago, and it was at night. I rolled down all my windows, I kept my hands on the wheel, and I turned on my dome lights so they could see inside the vehicle.
Yeah.
It was a completely and totally benign encounter. It went off without a hitch. We shook hands, adios, goodbye, have a great night. Now, had I left all the windows up, stayed in the dark, not gotten out when they asked me to get out, not shown my hands, well, things are bad going to happen. I don't care if you're black, white, green, purple, or pink. You need to be respectful and compliant in a situation like that. If not, you're probably going to get shot.
Yeah, well, the Tulsa one seems like he...
Well, no. I'm not talking about that. That one was a bad thing.
Yeah.
And that was probably from a scared, sketchy... police officer that lost it.
Yeah.
Which is going to happen,
too. Oh, that's what
too.
I'm saying, yeah.
That's going to happen, too.
The Tulsa one.
Police officers are human. But at the same time, my concern is if this chaos and unrest...
I mean, the people have to know the situation.
Sure.
And I feel like there's a lot of jumping to conclusion, and that's part of the problem.
And what happens then is when this chaos and unrest and contention... spills over into the streets and then into the cities, and then the federal government gets involved, the state government gets involved, it gets bigger than it needs to get, then it affects everybody. It affects you and me, it affects Wall Street, it affects Main Street, it affects the folks that are going to school in the morning or they're going to their jobs or working at a dry cleaner, it affects everyone. And that's what hurts us as a nation economically, spiritually, emotionally, it's a bad precedent to set. We need to be a kinder, more tolerant, more accepting, less divisive country. And I think that stems from the very top. That's just my opinion. I think that we have a very divisive administration that has hurt the United States of America in the last few years. Just my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you're listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson, who is the kinder side of Sanford and Son Radio. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Now, Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful Carlsbad, California. That's northern San Diego County for those of you who are geographically challenged.
Close to the beach.
Right across the street from the beach. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill on Sanford and Son Friday. I'm sitting here with the heir to the throne, the son of a gun. The one who will eventually take over the helm for the master as he sails over the horizon some 20 years from now.
Yeah, at
least. I think it's 20.
At least.
It's got to be 20. I can't imagine him not coming in here ever.
No.
Now, you told me during the break that I'm not allowed to discuss thuggery or divisiveness anymore. So now we're going to talk about Bill Gunderson, one of our favorite topics around here. Now, I will tell you this, that I got an email this last week, speaking of divisiveness. Okay. But I can't talk about divisiveness. Because, see, Steven's a kind millennial. He's one of those guys that everyone likes.
Yeah.
He doesn't stir the pot. He's the peacemaker. Now, I will tell you this, that we got an email after our show last week that said that our show on Fridays is not only terrible,
yeah,
but
right.
it's self-serving, that we spend too much time talking about Bill.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Now, let me explain, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that we have the Best Stocks Now radio show, at least for Fridays, but throughout the entire week, is to promote what Bill does. Now, Bill gives away a lot of information. He said yesterday that he's a generous guy, that he gives away a lot of information, that he gives away a lot of free information that his competitors frankly use.
Well, he wants to help people.
He does, and he is genuine in the fact that he wants to help people.
Yeah.
He gives out a lot of information on his app, on his newsletter, on his radio show every single week. In the first half of the show, he talked about various stocks and the way the market is affected. And you can learn a lot from just hanging around Bill. But at the same time, we have to promote our business because that's what he does for a living. He is a money manager. And I think that if you're not dialed into or tapped into the mind of Bill Gunderson, I think you're missing something. You're missing, as you go down the buffet line of financial information, I think you're missing some of the best parts. The prime rib, maybe the cocktail shrimp, maybe the dessert at the end, the banana cream pie.
The dessert.
The chocolate fountain at the end.
Yeah.
So let's talk about those key spots in the buffet line that you can partake of if you are a Bill Gunderson disciple.
Well, I just want to say one more thing. Bill pays for the radio show, 100%. He doesn't have ETF sponsors or gold sponsors that are trying to, you know.
Hey, that's super important. You know, he's not beholden.
Influence. Exactly.
He's not beholden to sponsors that say,
he's like promote Trump.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
No, he's not.
he doesn't have to promote a certain ETF
or
a certain REIT.
Exactly.
Or anything like that because they're a paid sponsor. He wants to make sure that he comes across as 100% independent and not biased.
So the only thing he sells is what he does.
Exactly right. So that's an important point to remember. Yeah. So, yeah, there are segments in the commercials that he has to be somewhat self-serving because he is promoting Gunderson Capital Management. But at the same time, he gives away a lot of free stuff. The number one being the newsletter, which he's in the bunker writing right now. Tell us about how we can get the newsletter.
Well, it gives out a ton of analysis on the market each week, market outlooks, certain sector outlooks, you know, things of that nature. So it's a great tool to, even if you're not that actively, you know, involved in the market and you just want to know what's going on, maybe because your business is in that sector or something.
It's just to learn.
Great tool. Yeah. It's free and it's, you can sign up for it at GundersonCapital.com. Comes out every Saturday and straight to your email.
Now I want
by
to,
Saturday night usually.
I want to emphasize what you just said there in that last sentence. It is how much?
Free.
It's what?
Free.
Free?
Yeah.
Free. It's free. Now this is what I don't understand. We get people that call up sometimes, and I talk to folks all over the country because I'm kind of the tip of the spear when it comes to customer contact and during the week, that is. And I get people that say, well, I'd like to sign up for the newsletter. Is it really free? And I say, well, yeah, it's free. You can get it free. Now, you're not going to get the whole enchilada for free, but you're going to get 40 or 50. You get a lot of stuff.
You get like 80% of it.
80% of it, a lot of stuff for free. All of his commentary, all of the charts.
The commentary is my favorite part.
Me too.
And that's the free part. So
And we don't ask for a credit card. We don't ask for any financial information. We don't ask for any kind of that kind of gobbledygook.
Just your email address and your phone number.
Your email address and your phone number, the city you're calling from. We'd love to know a little bit about you. But doggone it, if you've got an email address, and please give us a real one, we'll send you the Gunderson.
Otherwise, you won't get the newsletter. So
the Best Stocks Now newsletter. You'll get it free. You can't beat the price.
Yeah.
So sign up.
And it doesn't hurt. Try it out. If you don't like it, unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. That's all you got to do. Yeah, exactly right. Now, there's another way that they can get in touch with us. How's that?
The app. It's a free app. Again, free.
You've got to be kidding me. See, I was railing on Bill this week saying you give away too much free
stuff.
But
this time only about 10% of it's free. So you don't get that deep into it. But it's still great. I mean, it has 500 preloaded stocks in the free app. That means that you can look at the ranking of about 500 stocks. They're random stocks. I don't know how we pick these 500 stocks, but everyone will get the same 500 stocks. And I mean, I guess you could build a portfolio out of them if you wanted to, but you're missing out on the rest of the stocks, which is about a little over 4,000 other stocks out there. So
worth getting.
If you want those other 4,000 stocks, it's $9.99. A month. That's $9.99. I feel like it's pretty cheap.
That is pretty
cheap. To get over 4,500 stocks of rankings every single day, updates every day, and you can see how your stocks are doing that maybe someone else is managing or that you're managing. Maybe you want to check up on yourself or them. It's a great tool. I love using it every day.
Yeah, I agree. And if you just want to be more knowledgeable around a dinner table when you're having a conversation with somebody, you got to get that.
Hey, did you see that? Amazon's ranked number 4 in all of the stocks?
Your friends will be slack-jawed with your financial wisdom. And then lastly, if you want to talk to Bill, how do you do that?
Call us at 855-611-BEST, or you can visit GundersonCapital.com. Click on the Contact Us page and send us a request.
Hey, you've been listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson with Bill at the beginning. It's been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.